A gute Woche, a gute, in Yiddish they say a gute Sommer. We should have a good and healthy summer.
Amen.
I was just speaking to my aunt. Amen. I was speaking to my aunt, who's over 90. She's also a Holocaust survivor, my father's sister. So I told her that, you know, always people wish a healthy summer, but they don't take it that seriously. But this year, people are taking it more seriously when they say the bracha. It's not so, you know, muvan me'alav. So she said the problem is that we should really always be taking it seriously because we really never know where we're going to be the next day, which is true. So at least they should teach us that lesson. So I'm reading from a sefer, which you don't have, one of our oldest volumes. It's Mamorim on Matan Torah. The truth is that we have this long period of time now of preparations for Shavuos. If you really want to take it back from the beginning, it started by Purim. Of course, Purim is the time that we celebrate the Geula that we had then. We saw that Hashem intervened for us. And it says that we should be Masmech the Geula to the Geula of Mitzrayim, to remind ourselves that in all circumstances Hashem is with us. Not only when we have the Nes Nigla of Mitzrayim, but even the times that we're in the middle of Golas, the Nes Purim took place when we were in Golas. We looked forsaken. And there we met them. The Purim story teaches us that in all circumstances, we have the most powerful tool, the tool of the Inkoyza Tzakodesh Bochum. Hatfilas, Makshav the Torah, Makshav HaKodesh Bochum, our relation with Hashem. That's all we have to do. And then afterwards, with that in mind, we went through the period of time from Pesach to Shavuos, preparing for Matan Torah. Like I said, this year Hashem made it much easier for us to be Makshav Torah because we see more clearly than ever that everything else is very temporary, very unreliable. And the Torah is a special gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. I always think and say over that, you know, this period of time that we were limited in what we could do, there's a completely different world for those of us that are Shem B'Torah Mitzvahs and have been talking to Hashem and to people that don't. A person doesn't, his whole life was taken away. He's going out of his mind. He had to go into this virtual form of life of just being with his computer the whole day. Doing all kinds of things that weren't beneficial for himself. And by us, the other way around. It was an opportunity for us to be more beneficial. Think about ourselves, our Keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating things, not taking things for granted, appreciating one another. It was a time of growth for all of us. It wasn't that pleasant in such different ways, but definitely wasn't a time of growth. Yeah. Obviously, we shouldn't take it, as some people think, oh, it's so nice to be home by myself. Just maybe I should stay here. That's not good either. There's a mile of being together, each one when we can do it. So it says, there's a Gemara in the Chagiga. It says, I was a mice with Rav Yechon ben Zakkai. He was riding on a donkey. And he was going on the way, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was behind him. So Rabbi Yechon Zakkai was in front, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was, I guess, driving the donkey from behind him. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, as we know, one of his great talmidim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch asked him, please teach me some Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava is some type of Kabbalah. So he said that, didn't I already teach you that even Ma'aseh Merkava one cannot teach? Ella, the students is already a Chochem, and they even need Daita. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch told him, let me tell you something you taught me. He said, okay, say it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went off his donkey, put on his talus, and he sat in the store, on a stone underneath a olive tree. He said, okay, that's what he did. Now, does he want to fully concentrate? So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, why do you go off the chamor? So he answered him, Efshat Adosh with Maisim Akova. You're gonna tell me a drush of Maisim Akova? These deep ideas and Shekhinah's with us, Malach HaShoah's are with us, and I'm going to continue on my Tamar. In other words, he was Mashal the Divrei Torah. This is a Divrei Torah, very deep Divrei Torah. I'm not just going to continue. It's a Gemara that says, the Medrash that says, because Baruch Hu knew who to give the Torah to. He said, if you give it to the Goyim, they bring the Torah in the bathroom. We don't do that. What's the idea behind it? Same thing. A guy doesn't realize that the Torah is a source of a very deep, holy interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of wisdom in it, but that wisdom is wisdom that can be broken. So, a guy who uses it just as a source of wisdom, so okay, wisdom you can learn in the bathroom also. And he missed the point, because it's just wisdom, there's no need to learn it. Learn some other type of wisdom. So for us, it's a wisdom of having a intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifting ourselves from being just mundane creatures to being creatures that are greater than Malachi HaShoris. So we know how to use it properly. So that's what he did over here. Before hearing this deep Torah, he stopped everything. Yeah, so anyway, the Rebbe Aruch started saying his drushes. The fire came down in the Shemayim, and surrounded all the trees in the Soda. And they started saying, the trees themselves started saying, Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if you're all familiar with it. There's something called Perek Shira. In the last years, it got more famous. It says the Shira that every creature says, a different pasuk. The Malbim generally explains the concept of the Brias. Doesn't mean they're singing, they don't know how to talk. It means they're metzias. The fact that they exist is a praise of Hashem. To see the wisdom of Hashem. Every Bria has its own wisdom, its own chokhmah, the way it lives. And it's stuff of the Shira. So, the Gemara says, what Shira does the tree say? Halu Hashem in the Ores, Tanin Milchol Tahimis, Eis Pri Vichol Arazim Haluka. It's basically the Haluka of the trees. And then the Malach came out of the fire and said, "Hey, name Ma'isim Akava." So basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch wants to learn from Yochanan ben Zakkai. He showed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he does understand in these concepts of Ma'isim Akava, and this whole event showed it. So it says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kissed him on his head and said, "Baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael Shenosan Ben Avraham Avinu Shidei Lahavin Lachi Religious Ma'isim Akava." He said, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu has such a child, like you, Elazar ben Aruch, you know, to make these deep drushes. Yeah. He says, the most wonderful thing is to be somebody, to be Doyesh and Mekayim. If the person says a drusha, and he's Mekayim the drusha, he keeps the drusha. If a person just taking speeches, even on Musa, nobody listens to it. But if the person himself is living by what he says, and has the same words that he says, has much more powerful effect. When you hear Adam Grobel speaking, you can say things that sound simple, but people get moved by it, because they're hearing it from a source that is a living example of it, and makes it much more real than just an abstract idea. He said, Avraham Avinu was zeichah to a kiyum of his chokhmah, of his keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his descendant, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Yeah. So, yeah. So, Kamavan, here we're talking about Kabbalah, which is not here to us, so we don't learn Kabbalah. And if anyone is teaching you Kabbalah, then obviously he doesn't know it, because it says here that you're not supposed to teach Kabbalah only to people that already have that level of wisdom. Today's use is something to impress people. The stuff that's out there, the selling to the public, is not the real thing. Yeah, so I call upon him. We do see this concept of the Eish, of the fire of the Torah, that high energy of the Torah. The net of another Gemara that says that a person that is punished with the Torah, Eish HaKlosum. Klal Yisrael have an intrinsic fire within them. The Jews have full of energy. But that's what we're saying. The Klai Yisrael has this extra energy for Chochmah and for influence. Every one of us has it. And like I said, the fact that the secular world has way out of proportion Jews is because we have it. Unfortunately, those people are not using it in its classic form. The real reason what it's there for. To use it for both is also good, but the main koyach of the energy that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teirah Kedoshah. I may have mentioned before, but it's good to say it again. The famous line of Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner, the Rashiva, Zichrono Livracha, said that it says that if you see a chokham of Klal Yisrael, a Gadol B'Yisrael, you make a bracha shecholok mechokhmotu l'yireyev. Hashem gave over from his wisdom to those who fear. And if you see a wise man of the goyim, you say shenosa mechokhmotu l'bos of Adam. Not that he gave part of his chokhmah, but he gave over. It's a low level of chokhmah to bos of Adam. So if Yitzchak Kotner, as Medayik from the Gemara, says, if you see a tzaddik, a tafnat chokhim, you make one bracha, and you see a guy who's wise in the secular wisdom, you make a bracha on him. So he has a mashma data. What happens if you see a Jew that's great in secular chokhim? You see Einstein. You make that bracha for chachmi umat oilam. It's mashma that you don't. So he says, a chiddush, he says, and a chanami, you don't. Because even though this Jew may be more intelligent, smarter, than the other goyim, but the bracha you make on the fact that this person utilized the genius he has to its maximum. And by Jew, the maximum we can reach is using it for chokhm satayr. That's the tachlis of a life. The mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, the mitzvahs, the zeichet, be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, be the tzelim of the kim, be zeichet, eternal life. This person's a genius. It's very impressive to make a brach on that. You can't make a brach on that because he didn't utilize what he had to its full extent. That's what we're saying. The Teirah Kedoshah, we're so excited about this last days of Shavuos, and we have to continue that fire and the excitement onwards. It's not one night up and then the whole game is over. It's just the beginning. We're now going through the period of the 40 days that were after the original Maimon Har Sinai. We saw the thunder and lightning, and we saw the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only did we hear them, we saw them. It was such a high level of clarity of perception. Everything was clear, like actual seeing. That miraculous event of Nevuah took place on Shavuos, but we had another 40 days till we lost it, about the Chet Egel. But in that 40 days, we were on a Madrega like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, it says. There's no death. No, nobody dying, no forgetting of the Torah. It's a very high level. We're going through that period right now. We don't have to get to the Shavuos of the Tavis. That's what it is. The Vorike Ish Num Hashem. Our words are like a fire full of energy that could uplift anything. The Gemara Dan Chagiga describes the Talmud Chochem as Kol Gufoy Ish. His whole body is fire. That's our goal, to be fired with that excitement of Torah. And the Medrash Gemara and Chagiga says that Tosfos brings a medrash over there at the end of Chagiga when it's talking about Talmud Chacham is Kula Eish. It says there's a difference between the Eish that we're talking about here and the physical Eish. Physical Eish is Mechala. It lives by the, it exists by the fact that it's consuming something else. No such thing as a fire that exists by itself. It has to burn up carbon, oxidation, all kind of things going on. Burns up wood, and whatever it's using up molecules of this type, of the other type, but something is being consumed. That's physical fire. And that's only physical fire. A spiritual fire is not like that. The first example is we were exposed, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was exposed to the spiritual fire before the fire of Matan Torah. It was the fire of the Sneh. There is a thorn bush, which is the most flammable thing in the natural world. It's dry wood that's easily burned. Hold a spark and burn it down. This was on fire. Ve'enu ucho. It was not consumed. Hashem was showing to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the nature of me, my kesher that you have with me. You have the energy of the fire, and the fire is the energy that does everything. Without fire, we had nothing that we have today would exist. We wouldn't be able to build houses, we wouldn't be able to make clothing, we wouldn't have transportation, nothing. It's all because we have fire. It makes it possible to produce all the different tools and extract all the different things from the different parts of the world. But without that, we have no metal, we have no gasoline, we have no plastic. Wool we could have without fire. Had to cut off the wool, pieces of stone or something. It won't be simple. You don't have any metal implements without fire. Yeah. That's the fire in the physical world. We're talking about a much higher level of fire. The fire of Ruchnius that does not consume anything, it just uplifts it. That's what the Medrash says. It brings it to a higher level. And that's the fire that we were working on achieving on Chag HaShavuos. To make that excitement within us. We're so excited we can't fall asleep at night. And if we fall asleep at night, because it's not healthy for us to stay at night, we learn extra hours during the day of Shavuos. We have those special meals, the wives and everybody preparing the delicious food. Why? Because we're showing our excitement. It's not just another day. Yeah. Okay, another. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, you know, happens. Every Zman Matan Torah Seinu is reliving a tremendous fire we saw in Har Sinai. That was a gigantic fire, unimaginable, going up to the skies from top of the mountain. It says the mountain was also full of flowers, at the minute of having flowers and shoes. But nothing was burnt. There was a volcano in Washington State, I think it was. Not that many years ago. I know, 20, 30 years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was. St. Helena or something like that. And when the fire came out of that, when suddenly it erupted, the entire area, it was like many, many atom bombs exploding simultaneously. The intense heat and pressure that it caused 9 kilometers, I think it was, around it. Everything alive was burnt. Nothing was left. It was just black. And then another 9 kilometers past that, even things that were survived from the shock waves, they're uprooted. It's just desolate for miles and miles all around it from the big fire coming out. Because that's a mundane physical fire. When the fire gets too big, it just destroys everything. Fire of Halcino is the same thing. Tremendous volcanic fire. It wasn't volcanic, it was coming from above. It wasn't coming from the bottom. Makosh Bohu. The fire is big as the biggest volcano you can imagine. And nothing was touched. Adarada. It says that Makosh Bohu gave the Torah. Says, and this is Male. There was a sweet smell, all the flowers, everything was excited about it. Yeah, us, we're excited about it. Even when it says that on the Shabbat went out, the pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi brings in the Gemara Shabbos, it's not that it went out from fear. People misunderstand it. They think on the Shabbos went out because of fear. It says, it brings the pasuk in Shir Shirim, Nafshi Yotze B'davi Yimoy. Nafshi Yotze means a person loves somebody so much he can't stay away. He has to connect. And the Shomas were so excited about it, they jumped out of a body to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it meant. There was such an intense closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Shomas couldn't stay behind. And Hashem brought special malachim to bring it back into our bodies. He said, there was special malachim, Tal Shel Tria, make Tria Samechim, because Hashem said, I don't want you to separate from the body. This is the highest level, to be in the body, in the physical world, and have that experience of the closeness, the sweetness, the beauty of the Kiyos Elohim. Shmuel Levi also said that they were afraid and they jumped 12 milim backwards. So my father-in-law, Shlita, should be well, he still is well, Baruch Hashem, he's even in Yerushalayim this whole time, so he said very nicely, he said, and he saw the Neshama went out. The Neshama was so excited, it went straight up. It wanted more Kiyosah. The fact that we physically ran back 12 mils was inside the goof. The physical part of ourselves was afraid. Can we withstand? Can we live with such a high relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that was the part of going 12 mil and back. But even that, it says, my love shows you do them, you do them. So like this, a mother takes a little baby that could barely walk and she guides him from the back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our bodies were not yet on that level to be able to appreciate that the body itself could be within a shaman, so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so elevated. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was with his body, he was able to go up Lamorim to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachi HaSholis. every Jewish person, his body could get to a very, very high madrigas. We were little children, were just born 50 days before that when we came out of Mitzrayim. So our body was not yet ready for it. It was afraid of it. But Hashem was showing us, not the Shema doesn't have to leave the body and the body doesn't have to run away. Adarabah. The right thing and the natural thing for us is to be all part of our existence together. On the Shema and Haguf all together with that excitement of that fire, that Eish, spiritual fire that just uplifts and brings us more and more koiches. And that's where we all are today now. Whether we feel knocked out from the Yontif or whatever we feel, emotionally strained from the whole last period. Those of us just like that goof that ran back 12 million, that's the external part of us. The person just stops a little bit and focuses and thinks his neshama is in such a higher place than it was 2 months ago and 3 months ago. Because we've gone through this whole period and shown ourselves that under all circumstances we're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We trust you. We know that you know what's good for us. And we're going to make the best of it. And that's what we have done. And that's what we will do. It's a shame. We don't know what's ahead of us. And that we must bow for the future. Hashem, never leave us. We're not going to leave you. And you should not leave us. And if that's the way we react, that's what Hashem will do. Because he reacts with us the way we react with him. The famous pasuk we say, Hashem tzilcha hayad yimilecha. Chaim Volozhin and others say, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is like your shadow. What does it mean, your shadow? The way, a shadow is always a reflection of the person himself. The way I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We just stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the bumps and ups and downs that are coming in front of us, as long as we stay steadfast. I've seen in the past, I've seen situations that looked impossible and you pulled us through. Things are proving, things are good. I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we take mind frame, then in the Yisrael Hashem, we will be zeichet to have continuous Yad HaShemaya going through everything in the future. And like I said, more than that, aside from the current events, we have prepared ourselves in regard to the Chag Matan Torah Seinu. Yeah, the Minyanim was smaller than usual. The Tzibur and the Shul was smaller. But everybody in their place were doing their thing. It was a beautiful Yontif for all of us. I'm sure we all appreciate it. And like we said, the appreciation is not just Shkoyach Hashem. New energy. We've been energized with that Ish Milamala, the Ish of Matan of Har Sinai. Yeah. That's yeah. So we'll just end up with this Maimon Chazal we started with is about when the Eish of the Torah that they learned came down, all the trees started saying Shira, and like we said, there's a Perek Shira. There's a Chazal say that person who learns Perek Shira is Muftach Hushu Be'Olam Habod. It's very interesting what I say, what the frogs sing and what the birds sing and what the crocodile sings. The idea behind it is it comes to recognition that every part of the Bria is singing out the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation of the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in his own existence, he's an example of. Oh, the Dvar Hashem, what the Dvar Hashem produces. And we see in everything around us, it's not just a physical world. It's a world full of Dvar Hashem, this type of Dvar Hashem, the other type of Dvar Hashem. I have this type of Torah from this creature and other from the other, whether it's something I can actually have anor from, or just the anor from appreciating the tremendous Chochum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Perek Shir. You realize that the Bria is not just something, a bunch of creatures, roaming around, the expressions of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different world. It's a different life. It's a beautiful life that whenever I see, I can walk down the street and I just see a bird gliding in the sky and I say, oh, look at the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a complex system of getting this bird in the air. Nobody thinks about it. and look at a tree, and they see the tremendous chokhmah of a tree. How the leaves have grow so high, just from the roots all the way in the deep in the ground. And the leaves have special chlorophyll, different things. Transform the energy of the sun into energy that can be used for the growth of the plant. If that's fruit, the fruit growing, whatever it is. Not just something, I saw yesterday and I see it again. That makes no impression on me. I see another expression of the beautiful Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's what it is. Every Bria was different from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has an innate. Yeah, understanding of that. So that's what we have to take for ourselves from this. It's a beautiful world, and every Bria is, like we're saying, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I see that, even the lower creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that arouses me to see the kaisas that he gave me much more than any other Bria in the world, with my intelligence, with my neshama. And it gives me that desire to sing out with our type of singing, not just from the fact that I exist, that's my singing, but from my intelligence, my perception, and recognition, to sing out to Kodesh Baruch Hu and be so thankful, Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much you have to be. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for creating me way above all these Brias. And putting me into the world of this beautiful world of all these other creations, so much wisdom and so much good. And it was all created for me, the one who was zeichet to mekabel the Torah, and use the Torah as a way to guide my behavior, to bring myself to the goal that Hashem wanted to me, bring the world to the goal that Hashem wanted us to do. So like I said, Baruch Hashem, we have gone through Chag Matan Torah saying that we have a long period of preparation, and now our goal is to take it onwards, continue that new, improved way of looking at the world. I don't just see things like I saw before, pass by them, not pay attention. I see the world singing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every beautiful breeze praying and singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that, I recognize how much unlimited times more I have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take advantage of the kelim that he gave me, and specifically the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, to bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elevate myself with that energy that Klal Yisrael has, the fire that we have from the Torah. Yes, Hashem, bring myself to the sweet, the smell of the summon, the sweet smell, sweet feeling of an Oven Hashem, and bring the world to a state that the world will be full of only sweet things and good things, and the good of the behavior.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you, Yitzchak. Thank you.
Go to Uncle.
Okay.